Thank y'all. Go ahead, brother. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I was playing on the winner's side.
Oh, boy. You know, God still saves lost church people.
Amen.
Hey, there are a bunch of folks lost and never been saved, church folk.
You're right.
Come on now.
You're right.
Amen. Acts chapter 26, if you can, get your Bibles, turn there to Acts chapter 26. And stand to your feet and give reverence to the Word of God. And we'll go down to verse 24 and through 32. You know, I've been on a long trip. I preached a bunch of times. And I'll tell you what I did not do. I did not come and get a warmed over sermon. I didn't go back in my files to find something that might have been a little easy. But I came back and got in the Word. And I've studied all week and studied all day yesterday. Because, see, I don't believe you need warmed over stuff.
Amen.
I believe you need some fresh oil every week.
Amen.
And I'm your man of God. I'm going to do everything I can to do that. Verse 24, are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, let me read verse 23 also, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spake for himself, Festus, he was the governor, said with a loud voice, he screamed actually, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. Or you're crazy. Or your elevator don't go all the way up. Your cheese is falling off your cracker. You're nuts. But he said, I'm not mad. I'm not nuts. My cheese is not falling off the cracker. My elevator does go all the way up. Most noble Festus. But speak forth the words of truth and soberness.
Amen.
For the king knoweth of these things, before whom I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was done in a corner. Boy, that's a message. I ain't touching it right now. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. And Agrippa said unto him, Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. That's another sermon. I'm not going to preach that either. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Our Father, now, you know what I got on my heart, and you laid it there. So I'm depending on you to anoint the preaching, anoint me. That means you approve of what I'm doing. I'm not looking for men's approval. There may be some folks here that'll turn me off the whole service. Some people do. They might be on their cell phones and pay attention to everything. They're mocking you. They're not mocking me. God, just help me to preach and not worry about what folks think. But only be concerned about what you think. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen. You may be seated. I cannot tell you all that Paul done. We don't have enough time this morning, nor do we have enough time the rest of this year. But what would we be today without Apostle Paul? Well, I'll tell you one thing we'd be. We're 14 letters short in the Bible. Because I believe he wrote Hebrews 2. This man went to town after town, city after city, predicament after predicament, service after service, person to person, place after place, trial after trial. And they did it for the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see him now in prison. We see him facing the king and the governor. He has been accosted. He has been arrested. He's been interrogated. They hated him. The Jews, the Bible said, hated him. He went before Felix pretty convincing because the Bible said Felix even trembled. He went for Festus, who was an ungodly people. By the way, that's a bunch of ungodly people. And he was an ungodly man. He went for Agrippa. He was in prison. He was, hello. And this was Agrippa the second. He's the same Agrippa that killed James and was getting ready to kill Peter. Same Agrippa. You say, how you know that? I studied it. Now, he's before Agrippa, but Festus was present. In verse 23, he tells them about Christ, his suffering, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. I got to tell you something. I ain't got nothing else to preach but the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. You said, I don't like it. I don't like that Christ preaching. I've been in your church some years, and I still don't like you or your message. Listen to me. You might as well suck it up, because I'm going to preach until I die. You might as well suck it up. Or go to another church, because I'm preaching Christ. I'm preaching the resurrection. I'm preaching the blood. I'm preaching the blessed hope. I believe he's the only reason I preach. Said, I don't like it. I'm going to turn my cell phone on. Go ahead and join all the idiots. It don't matter to me. I'm still preaching Christ. Amen. Verse 24. Tell you what happened. Here's what happened. Festus stood up. And Festus knew him because Paul was a Jewish boy. He was a Pharisee. And he said, I'll tell you what's happened to you, Paul. All this Bible preaching and all this Bible teaching and all this doctrine done got you crazy. Hello. Oh yeah, Paul, you're an idiot. You're crazy. And you know why you're crazy? Because you're preaching Jesus. You were okay when you was a Pharisee. You was okay when you was a lost church member. But now you got saved. Now you're called to preach. Now you're the greatest missionary in the world. You got all this doctrine and all this Jesus. And then, you're mad. Hello. Y'all still with me? It's right there. How many see it right there? Verse 24. Then verse 25. Paul said, I ain't crazy. Now there's some church people sometimes think I'm crazy. Because you don't like me much. Not most of my. Hey, you visit most of them like me. But there's got to be somebody in church don't like you. Hello. By the way, you may hate me. But you're really not mad at me. You're mad at the message. You ain't, it ain't me. It's a message you can't take. You can't swallow it. Somebody help me. That's what happened to Festus. He couldn't swallow it, Brother Jared. You know what Paul said? He said, I ain't really crazy. I'm not crazy. Hey, you kind of crazy. Your lifestyle. Hey, I'm not crazy. I'm not nuts. Paul, Festus, I can just tell you, I'm just speaking the truth. I'm preaching this morning. This crazy world thinks I'm crazy. You know why? Because I'm just speaking the truth. Somebody help me preach right there. Amen. Hallelujah. The longer I preach. Hey, by the way. The longer I preach, the more I know. This world thinks we're crazy. Some liberal church people think we're crazy. But all I'm doing is preaching the truth. It's not crazy to preach Jesus. Somebody help me. I wasn't crazy when God saved me. I love him. I praise him. I worship him. He's worthy. Somebody help me preach. Amen. I'm not insane. Hey, by the way, I'm not taking insane pills. Some of y'all do, but I ain't. I'm not nuts. I'm not living crazy. I'm just speaking the truth. Somebody help me. Now let me give you four or five things in my next little while. Number one, you know what Paul done before them boys? Here's what he done. Number one, he said, let me first of all talk to you about my previous condition. And he starts in verse 4, takes him all the way up to about verse 9, and talks about his previous condition. He talks about his self-boasting. He said, I was a Pharisee. Hey, by the way, you think some of you real religious, you don't know what real religion is? He fasted. He tithed. Some of y'all don't do that. He worked for God that he thought he was. And he boasted about it. In verse 5, 4 or 5, he said, I bound people. And by the way, I was a saint bully. Hey, by the way, Paul was a bully. He put people to death. He was a bully. You know, there's a lot of people come to church that are religious. Somebody help me, please. 4 or 5 is where all this is. Some people come, all they are is church bullies. They bully people around all the time. Paul was a church bully. He was seriously blind. He said, I was born in sin. I was a fat. I studied under Gamaliel. I had the goods. My previous condition, I want to tell you, I was a religious person. I'll tell you what is sending a lot of people to hell is religion without Jesus. How fast do you think I'm crazy? But secondly, I want to tell you about my personal conversions right here. Y'all look at, follow me in the verses. 9, 10, 11, 12, right on down through there. Verse 12, he said, one day I was traveling in a particular location. I was down in Damascus. Somebody help me. How many of y'all remember the day you got saved? How many knows you're saved? And you can point to the time and the day. And come on now. I might not have the date particularly right. You may not either. But I'll guarantee you say you know there was a time. Hello. And verse 13 talked about the time. And then he said, boy, I'll tell you what happened in my conversion. There's a tremendous light came on me. Now, I want you all to know something. I didn't have the same light that Paul had. But the Bible said, if the gospel be hid in his sin to them the lost, unless the glorious gospel or the light of the glorious gospel shine in him. I didn't have Paul's light, but I did have the gospel light shine on me one day. And I got saved by the grace of God. Somebody help me preach. Man, oh man. And I'm going to tell you what Paul said. I had a total leveling. When that light came, it put me on the ground. Come on now. By the way, hold it. Time out. Slowing down. You'll never get saved until you get lost. And you're leveled. There's too many people boasting, standing up, and look at my religion. Hold on to me. I'll tell you the acid test of your religion. It's you're humble, and you'll never forget all you are. It's a sinner saved by grace. Amen. Then a treasured longing and a transforming Lord. I want to say something to me, to every one of you. I won't give you a nickel for your salvation. It hadn't transformed you. If you're a gossiper and you hate people and you don't forgive me, you ain't got nothing. You haven't changed. Somebody help me preach right there. I got something to change my life. I was an old bartender's boy. I was a wicked boy. But I had a transforming Christ that came to me and saved you. And you might think I'm crazy. You might think I'm bonkers. No, I'm just telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Number 3. Y'all still with me? Look at verse number 16. Not only that. See, I got to give you this. Can I give you this? You, by the way, you preached good Wednesday night. And that Andrew preached a half there.
Amen.
Listen to me. You'll never rise until you're leveled. Y'all hear me? You'll never rise and do anything until you're leveled. Until you're humble. Hear me out. I see number 3 in verse 16. A powerful commission. Look at verse 16. But rise and stand upon thy feet. Woo. Same God that leveled him. Got him up on his feet. Hey, young preacher. I want you to know something. You want to be successful? You get leveled. And then he'll lift you up. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. You wanna have a family that counts for God? You get leveled and on your face with humility, and God will raise you up. He'll bless you and bless your family and bless your children and bless all around you. If you get leveled first, if you get on your face first, if you get humble first, I'll tell you what. There's too many of us that feel too good about yourself. I ain't nothing but a wicked old sinner saved by the grace of God, and it's only God's power that got me where I am. I see an elevating word. Get up. Thank God for the day that God called me to preach. Told me to get up. Verse 11, I see an employed witness. Boy, oh boy, I love all this scripture. Amen. Tell him what he heard. And what a witness. Actually, verse 16. What a witness. Then I see enabled work in verse number 17. Y'all there? Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. Spiritual perception. Shifted power. Paul, you was a renegade. Now I'm sending you them people you hated. Somebody help me. How many thank God for God commissioning people? By the way, I believe this. You ever get saved, you're gonna want to do something for God. You ain't going to want to sit back and criticize and pick at something. And I'm sure, hey, we're doing a great big building. Hey, folks, we're building a 19,000 square foot building out there. It ain't for me. It ain't for y'all. It's for our kids. It's to glorify God. I'm 66 years old. I could just sit back and say, I'll just wait to retire. But no, I'm going to retire. Because, see, I've been commissioned. I've been lifted up. I've been told this is what I got to do. I want to tell you, everybody in this church has a responsibility to serve God and do something for God. Verse 19. He had an engaging will. You know what he said, I wasn't dissipated. Can I tell you what, Mom? Can I tell you what, young lady? You're out in rebellion. You know what your problem is? Is you're disobedient. You said, well, I got an opinion about what happened. No, you don't have an opinion. Uh-uh. What you need to be is obedient to God. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody got them. I'll tell you what my desire is, to be obedient. I'm following the preacher. I'm following the church. Who wouldn't follow a church like this, have people saved every week? Who wouldn't want to be in a church like this that's growing every week? Who wouldn't want to be in a church like this that has 250 kids on Sunday night and 250 on Wednesday night? Different children, different backgrounds, and reaching the highways and hedges and doing all we're doing. Thank God! I'm going real fast. Verse 19. Verse 21. Look here. Look here. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. I experienced woes. Now, this ain't something Joe Osteen going to tell y'all. Some of you Joe Osteen lovers, only reason you love him, you like his hair. That health and wealth stuff. And he tells you how good you are and how prosperous you're going to be. I want to tell you something. God never promised me to be prosperous, but He did promise me heaven. He did. Woo! Come on. And by the way, you listen to me. Some of you preachers listen to me. Hey, I'm sure a few haven't patted you on the shoulder Sunday, Wednesday. I was in Sunday school class, and they really blessed me today, the teacher. I don't get much of that anymore. I don't love people. I don't know. But I ain't looking for the pat on the back.
That's right.
All I'm looking for is a Savior to say, "What? You finished your commission. You served me." Yeah, we're going to have some woeful problems. If you think people are not always good, people are always going to be good to you since you got saved, you're wrong, wrong, wrong. Some of the meanest people I found are religious people. Bitter, won't forgive. And I got folk mad at me, been mad at me for years. Don't now, don't even know what they're mad about. Just mad. And go stay mad because they done made their mind to stay mad. They too proud to get right. If they are saved. Number four. Listen to this. Oh, I'm not crazy, Jared. Verse 22. I have a present continuance. Look at verse 22. Having therefore obtained what? Some of you are thinking, well, this Christian life's tough. Listen to me. It's not so tough when you got help from God. I continue unto this day. Obeying God. They wanted to kill me. They wanted to do me in. Listen to me. If you're saved, hey, Brother Chad, you're going to get in the danger zone, boy. I know I'm in the danger zone. I've had some things happen to me over my years that folks literally try to destroy my life and my ministry. They tried. Still trying. But you know what I'm doing? I'm continuing. I'm glad most of them ain't around me anymore. I'm continuing. I hear some of you, you've had some adversity at work, adversity in your home. You've got a husband that don't live right. Listen to me. You continue. You stay for God. You keep on keeping on. Don't you dare let down your guard. Am I preaching? Told you I wasn't going to give you no warmed over stuff. I had gracious provision, help from God. How many in this room have had times in your life you wouldn't have made it if it wasn't help from God? Over here on this side, raise your hand. In this side, raise your hand. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have made it. In here, raise your hand. How many over here, you wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for help from God? You may be dead right now if it wasn't for help from God. He got you through cancer. He got you through heart disease. He got you through all these diseases. Why'd he do that? Because he loves you. And it produced gospel preaching. I preached at Athens. Hey, getting ready. Felix, I'm getting ready. They didn't know about it, but in chapter 27, I'm going to preach them boys in the boat that's going to sink. Lastly, I'm done. I just got to speak the truth. Verse 24 and 25, a passionate compulsion. Look what it says. 25, 26, 27. But he said, I'm not mad, those noble fellows. But both the words of truth, but speak the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things. You know it, king. You know, hey, some of you people that may not be my greatest fans, and you live stream, you hear me. I might not be your on your pastor appreciation week. But you know I speak the truth. I speak freely. For I'm persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner. You know that's messy, don't you? What wasn't done in a corner? The work of God's salvation. The gospel of Jesus Christ. He came and died for the whole world. He bled for the whole world. He bled for you, Grandma. He bled for you, Grandson. He bled for every person in this room. He died for everybody. He said, I'll tell you what I won. I'm almost done. I'll tell you what I know. I know you're almost done. Hey, that's what some of y'all are. You're almost right with God. I know that. I know that. I know what your lifestyle is. I know some of you are almost saved. You know what I want out of you? I don't want no almost stuff. I want y'all to be all together. Hey, listen to me. I'm altogether saved. I'm altogether serving God. Hey, I ain't crazy, brother. I know that some people think I'm off my rocker and think, boy, I preach like this. And the contemporary crowd, they don't like my... You know, they got the ones that got the smoke coming out of their podium. And, you know, the preachers that have their little T-shirt on there and a real pretty chain. And could you see me like that? Ain't happening. I ain't crazy. I'm just all together. I want to tell y'all something. I'm almost done. There's some of you here. If you're a gossip and a critic and you're a church member boxing, being mad at people, you ain't all together. You ain't right with God. You can't even forgive people. And then there's some of you in this room. You're this close to getting saved. Every week I pound and say, please get saved. You raise your hand and say, I want to be saved. But you stay back there. Why you stay back there? Because you think you're good? You ain't good. You might be good for me, but you ain't good before God. Your sins are filthy rags. Your righteousness. You gonna wait sometime? You gonna wait till you die? You gonna wait till the rapture? Some of you are gonna have to get all this almost up and get all together. Hey, some of you teenagers, it's time for you to get separated from school and not be an almost sold out Christian, but be all the way. Carry you a Bible, they can't do a thing with you. Carry you some gossip traps, they can't stop you. Somebody help me. I'm preaching. This world may think I'm crazy. I'm just speaking the truth. I wonder how many. Hey, no, I'm almost done. Let me ask you something. How's your home right now? Is it almost together? All together, together. Well, y'all fighting on the side. Behind the scenes, it's different than in church. You don't pray at home. You don't pray at your meals. You don't pray with your grandkids. You don't tell your grandkids the preaching's important. Come on. You just almost. Oh, there's some of you almost and still dabbling in sin. Oh, you'll smoke your little dope once in a while. I don't know if I got anybody doing that, but I thought it covers. Oh, and I know we got some social drinkers every once in a while. Hello, you just almost. You ain't all together. Hello. Am I preaching? Ain't no use me backing up. I know they think I'm crazy. They already know it. But I'm just speaking the truth.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Amen. Is it all right? Will you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
That's it.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Is that yours for the year? Hold a minute. Listen to me. Aren't you tired of being almost? Aren't you tired of just being halfway in? Aren't you tired of just watching everybody else getting blessed and you not? Aren't you tired of everybody being saved and you're lost? Aren't you tired of going to hell? Don't be just almost. Be all together. I'm just preaching the truth. This crazy world thinks I'm crazy. But I went down in the mission field and 28 people got saved. God's still blessing this crazy old man. I'm walking on one leg about half messed up, but I still love Jesus. Oh, come on. If you love him, you ought to say amen. If you love him, you ought to say God. Just don't be almost. Be all together. Bow your head, I'm done. Whew. Lord, have mercy. Heads bowed, eyes closed, no one looking around. I hope you stay for invitation. It's what you need. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, I know one thing. I'm not almost saved. I'm altogether saved because of the blood of Jesus. Raise your hand. Hold them up. Hold them high. Testify. Thank you. Thank you. How many right now say, Preach? I couldn't raise my hand. Before I die, before the Lord comes, I want to be saved. I don't want to be almost saved. I want to be altogether saved. I need Jesus. How many slip up your hand right now and say, praise on me. I see it, amen. Somebody else. Dear God, I'm going to pray for you again. I pray you come saved today. Somebody else. I see that hand. Somebody else, maybe you're a church member, you're not sure you're saved, or you have some religion, but you're not really sure you're going to heaven. Raise your hand if you're not sure you're saved. How many Christians? Right now, be honest. One time in your life, be honest. That you're almost right, but you're not altogether right. There's things that's not right in your life. And it's time you get all together. Your family needs it. Your kids need it. Your church needs you. The people around you need you. How many in this room? Nobody looking but the preacher. Say, Preacher Smith, I love God, but I'm not altogether right. I got things in my life that's not right. I'm not close as I used to be for the Lord. I know I'm not. Raise your hands. Just say, pray for me. I see it right there. Come on. Don't be scared. You know if you're not right. Why aren't you responding? Is it that you've got so hard to preach it? They just say, don't touch you anymore. If preaching don't touch you anymore, you are in a bad shape. Anybody else raise your hand and say, preacher, I'm not altogether right. How many right now got some sin in your life that ought not be there? You've been doing some stuff that Christians don't do, but you're doing it. Raise your hand and say, pray for me. I see it. Come on. Yes, I see that hand. Hey, yeah, you might as well be honest. God knows already. Stand with me. I'm going to pray. Dear lady that raised your hand, and dear son, that young person that raised your hand, please come today. Please come today. Don't you dare leave here without Christ. Our Father, thank you for the liberty I have preaching. Lord, I know I'm not crazy. I'm just speaking your book. There's some folks probably think I am, because what I'm preaching is foreign to the lifestyle, foreign to them. But Lord, there's two people here lost. I pray you'll save them. There's other people that has got sin in their life. I pray they'll come and get it out. There's some raised their hand and said, I'm not right with God. I'm not. I'm almost, but I'm not altogether. God, I pray you do it right now. And we'll praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sing.
Oh, Jesus.
Will you come? Ma'am, will you come? Why don't you make the greatest decision in your life and come to God today? I've been praying for you for every week. I don't know how long. Remember how long you've been here. You've been raising your hand. You really know you want to be saved. Why in the world would you put it on? Young person, you ought to come. I wonder how many right now say, preacher, man, I'm not right with God. I'm not right with my neighbor. I'm not right with anything. There's people I don't even like, preacher. Somebody deal here at the altar right here. Help them here. Somebody here, deal. Make sure everything's all right here. Hey, man. Come on now. Is there somebody you need to forgive? You said, I'm waiting on them to ask me. Hey, I know some people already asked you. Hey. You ought not wait to be asked to forgive. You ought to forgive if they don't ever ask. Because that's between you and God. Somebody help me preach. Hallelujah. I wonder how many Christians in this room already decide you won't be in church tonight because you just almost. Come on now. Am I preaching? I want to be all together. I'm saying I got it together. I don't have nothing happen to me today, Joe. I'm preaching tonight.
Take me, Jesus.
And Wednesday night.
Take me.
Just not almost. When's the last time God ever really got a hold of you as a Christian? Have you got so hard that don't even touch you anymore? God help us. Thank God for these folks getting right. Bless you. Bless you. Let me dismiss. Man, oh man.